We need to depend exclusively on God's direction, His counsel and exhortation. No one else knows what He knows, sees what He sees, nor loves and cares for us like our God. Jeremiah 10:23. I know, O Lord, that the way of a man is not his, neither is it in a man to walk and to direct his own steps. I think, even from hundreds of years ago, even then the wise and insightful knew, nobody is able to run their own lives. We need help. We need God's counsel and exhortation. There is truly no other help beside the Lord, and fortunately for us, He is also the best help there can be. I believe most people probably ask for the Lord's guidance and exhortation because they've got a list of wants and self-determined needs they fully believe are of the utmost importance. In fact, their list becomes the primary focus. I'm not saying they aren't concerned about others or the things on their list are unimportant because they are. Nor am I saying most people aren't concerned about situations beyond their own doorstep. What I am saying is their own personal list, typically, is a priority above everything else. God's counsel becomes something people want for their own happiness and fulfillment, so life will just flow along smoothly like riding on a long, straight stretch of smooth highway. And who wouldn't want that? I doubt anyone prays for dark storms and a dangerous path with any sincerity. Can you hear that?
Oh God, I pray that you would send me terrible storms and make my path rocky and difficult to walk on.
Right. And if they do pray those kinds of things, I don't think that prayer will be prayed more than once. Life is difficult enough without asking the Lord to purposely make our way dangerous and heavy with trials. This may seem a little abrupt to some, but if we'll look at the subject of most passages of Scripture where the Lord gives us His direction and His will, you'll see that our own happiness and all those details we are so often occupied with are secondary. Our preoccupation, selfie-focused leaning typifies the shallow thinking of a society that is truly out of touch with the purposes of the living God and how He works. Some believers may think I'm being negative, but look up, beyond where your own feet are. Look and think. What do you see of the world around us, including church? We are a consumer-oriented society, bent on our own convenience, comfort, and pleasure, and God has much greater goals in mind. What do we get in God's counsel and exhortation? I suppose first it is important to say something about what it is. It is more than just words. They are words infused with the very person of Christ, meaning His counsel is alive and active. Counsel and exhortation is something we capture, something from the Lord we consume in order to redeem and elevate our fallen state. His counsel and exhortation is offered to us to not only lift us above a fallen world and to achieve the purposes of His heart, but also for us to offer to those who don't know Jesus yet. It is wisdom for, what some would call, the fallen sparks. To consume counsel means we take it into ourselves and digest it. God's counsel may not go far on our behalf unless we accept and do something with it. We may not like His wise counsel, but it is always the best option, every time. The way the Hebrew word for counsel is spelled points, once again, to prudence, seeing life with both eyes, employing practical common sense, taking the trouble to think out what you're doing and what is the likely outcome. Wise counsel is not necessarily built on a lot of words. Wise counsel is like the little which holds much. It is a ray of light to separate some things and yet to connect others. The word for counsel points to three nouns: thought, speech, and action. Where thought sets the scene and how we relate to the world around us, speech expresses our thought and inner feelings, and action means we put the counsel in motion. Another angle on counsel is concerning us passing out counsel to others. Now consider this, and if you hear nothing else, hear this. Our lips are a natural boundary, and it is an act of leadership on our part to regulate what comes out of our mouth. Do you hear me? James 3:5. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. Now, that scripture is no fooling around. Pay attention.